Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sherry's Playhouse. The Dower is a continuation of my play Mishpucha. It's the adventures of my grandma Mary, my great-grandfather Aaron, and all the people who came into their lives. The family is now settled in New York City, and my family owned a very well-known fabric store in New York City, but not quite yet. A lot of actors came to get material for their costumes, not just from the Yiddish theater, but from Broadway, too. My grandma was full of stories, and this is just a tiny bit of one of them. Enjoy.
Good morning, Miss Picon. How can I help you today?
Good morning, dear girl. Don't you
look as pretty as always? You make your own clothes, no?
Yes, miss. I make all my own clothes.
I am going to make my first film. How they are going to do a silent film silent, I have no idea. But it sounds like a fun challenge.
How exciting.
Your family has been excellent in supplying clothes for the Yiddish theater, and I love your work on some of my personal dresses, and you being so fast.
Yes?
Would you consider doing my clothes for the film? It is a small film company from the Jewish theater, and we do not have a lot of money, but we can pay, and you can make some extras.
Oh, yes, that would be wonderful. I am betrothed to a wonderful man named Arthur, but neither have much money. But do you not need an okay from the producers?
I am the producer, director, writer, and star, just like my theater company. That is why they hired me. I know how to do it all. Though I have only worked on one film for the Goys as an actress only, I think I can handle it. Seems easy peasy. So, little Mary, what do you say? Do you say yes? Make some money for your dowry?
My Arthur does not require that, but I would like to help, and I think it would be an excellent challenge. But I need to ask my papa.
Of course, let me know. Now, as to my clothes for our current play, shall we? Let me know before the Shabbat.
Of course, and thank you.
Of course.
Papa?
Yes, sweetheart?
Molly Picon, the actress.
I know who she is. What about her? Did we have everything she needed for her order? Do you need me to get something special?
Oh, no, Papa. She was very happy. Very happy indeed. And she likes my work, so,
What is, Maria? What is wrong?
She wants me to make all the costumes for her film. She's making a Yiddish film, and she wants me to design it all. But she needs to know by the Shabbat.
That is a lot of work. Will she pay you?
Oh, yes, very well, I think. She always pays me well for her calls for the theater that I make. It will help Papa towards the expenses of our wedding, but
I think that is excellent. You were very talented, and she sees it. Yes, I think that is well. But what about Arthur? Will he not object to you working?
Well, Molly suggested it as a dowry. He cannot object to that. It is tradition. He did not ask for it, but we do need the money to start our life together. He is working very hard, and I think I should do too. It is still within our tradition. Do you object?
No, I do not. We are starting to make good money here, but not enough for a proper wedding. Yes, that is excellent solution. Tell Molly, yes?
Thank you, Papa. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Grandma Mary, which is the Americanization of her name Maria, did marry my Grandpa Arthur about a year later, and they lived happily ever after for 60 years. They had 3 children, including my mom, and they had a really wonderful, fulfilling life together. I hope you enjoy these 2 little glimpses into my family history. L'chaim.